And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio with VPR News.
Regulatory filings this week show Green Mountain Power is purchasing 17 new hydroelectric dams to add to its generation portfolio. But state regulators aren't sure the dams are a smart buy. Four of the 17 dams are in Vermont, and the rest are spread throughout New England. And Green Mountain Power asked state regulators to let the company bill its customers for the $23 million price tag. But a consultant hired by the state to vet GMP's rate request raised concerns about the transaction. The consultant said the company did an inadequate cost-benefit analysis of the dam purchase and said operation and maintenance costs in the long term could end up making the dams not financially viable. John Copans is the deputy commissioner of the Department of Public Service. He says the department needs to know more about the dams to figure out if customers should cover the costs for the company.
The key is that they are being acquired at the right price, right? That really is the fundamental question.
Copan says the department plans to hire an independent expert to check out the dams and make sure the company isn't asking customers to overpay or pay for dams that are going to need major fixes soon.
Whenever I've been successful in buying a used car, I always bring it to a mechanic to check it out, right? And honestly, that's, I think, what we intend to do.
Green Mountain Power paid more than $4 million for renovations to a hydro project at Glen Falls this year, and the department's consultant said in a report this week that he's worried similar costs could stack up for the new dams. He wrote, quote, "It is obvious that capital dam maintenance costs and relicensing costs can be significant." Charlotte Ansel is the vice president of power supply and general counsel at GMP. She says the company's analysis showed the hydro projects are a good investment and that the company is confident in hydropower because it already owns 32 hydro facilities in Vermont.
They are some of the most cost-effective, low-cost power sources that we have in our portfolio. We specialize in operating those types of projects. Our team's got significant expertise on it.
The company plans to get approval to buy the out-of-state dams from the Vermont Public Service Board. Copans at the Department of Public Service says that will give the department an opportunity to watch out for customers before the dams are part of the company's operations. If regulators determine that the company overpaid for the dams, Green Mountain Power is on the hook for any overages and can't bill customers for the imprudent spending. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.